A group of young musical and theater artists are making the case that a great opera experience doesn't depend on staging in a grand hall with elaborate sets and costumes. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the Philadelphia Opera Collective is reaching out to new audiences with works in intimate settings.
Carmen was exciting to Michael Leinhard when he first saw it as a young child. Now the producer and co-founder of Philadelphia Opera Collective, Leinhard says the art form is, at its core, about drama and human emotions.
When you go home and you've had such a bad day that you scream into your pillow, that's opera. Or when something really great happens and you find yourself laughing, like, this is so great, that's opera.
Leinhard, a singer, has teamed with composer Reese Rivack and theater director Brenna Geffers. They present operas in small spaces, showcasing how powerful, intimate, and accessible the art form can be.
Opera singers are within arm's reach, and we work in English. We work in the vernacular.
Last year's Opera Macabre, Edgar Allan Poe, was a new work by Reese Rivack, with music enriching the drama, as in the story of the Black Cat.
That was the cat's name.
A lot of times, the music knows things that the characters don't.
This month, with a cast of singers from opera and musical theater, they're mounting a new work by Rivack about the gathering of writers that produced Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
Our story explores the concept that we as humans all create our own monsters, and we oftentimes become other people's monsters.
It's set in a room at the Franklin Inn, home to a writers' club founded in 1902.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.